Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Dearest children, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Today is Wednesday, 3rd June, and the corresponding Islamic date is 11th Shawwal, 1441. Today we'll be learning a sunnah of our beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, which is regarding eating. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has encouraged us to eat collectively in a group. The actual words of the hadith are, eat together and do not eat separately, as there is more barakah and blessings when eating in a group. So the first thing we need to keep in mind is that we should avoid eating individually, as eating collectively carries more barakah and blessings. At home, we should have fixed times where the whole family eats together. This should be strictly implemented, and children from a very young age should be taught the importance of this. This practice will not only bring more blessings within the food, it will also create more love and harmony within the family. The second thing we need to keep in mind is, eating collectively has two meanings. The first is, we eat collectively on one dastakhan and table mat, but we use our own plates and utensils. But the more virtuous and recommended method is, while eating collectively on one table mat, one dastakhan, we also share our utensils and plates. This method will create the most blessings and barakah. And this can be done by two individuals sharing from one plate, or if we have a large plate, then 3-4 members of the family eating from the same plate. One very important point we should keep in mind while doing this is that our eating habits should be clean and tidy so that other people are not put off from their food due to us. As we learn from an incident, when Anas ibn Malik radiyallahu ta'ala anhu was sharing a plate with our beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and his hands were moving around the plate. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, read Bismillah and eat from your side of the plate. Another very important point when eating collectively is offering food to one another and giving preference to one another, especially if there is less quantity of a certain item and more people. One final point regarding this hadith is that eating collectively also includes inviting guests. It was a habit of Prophet Ibrahim alayhi salatu wassalam that he would not eat alone. And if he could not find anyone to eat with, then he would go out and seek a stranger to eat with. This is just to emphasize the importance of not eating alone and sharing our food with others. Our beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam, with regards to sharing food with others, has said that when you cook food, then increase the water quantity if required so that you are able to share food with your neighbors. Finally, to understand the blessings of eating collectively, let us look at an incident in the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. A group of Sahaba came to our beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam and complained that we eat, yet we still do not feel full. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam questioned that it seems that you are eating individually. So the Sahaba said, yes, we are eating individually. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, eat together and recite the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala before eating. So let us bring this beautiful sunnah of our beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam of eating together into our homes, so that our homes can be blessed with love, unity and harmony. And our food can also be blessed. Inshallah, until tomorrow. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.